Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello, I'm Hannah Critchlow, and this week we crunch into some data. A tantalisingly anonymous listener from Whittlesford, Cambridgeshire, got in touch asking...
What I was wondering is, if the human genome contains 750 megabytes of storage, then why does my PC operating system need 1 gigabyte?
So, does a computer need more data storage than human DNA? Surely our processing power is greater. To get to grips with the answer, I spoke with Dr. Nick Goldman from the Wellcome Trust Genome Campus in Cambridge.
I wouldn't want to say the question should have been something else, because I think it's very good to have that question, because it's about the only place there are any numbers you can do a comparison of. So it's a natural thing to ask, but the answer is be aware they're doing different things.
Okie doke, so what exactly is our DNA, also called our human genome? What exactly does it do?
The genome makes a machine which is brilliant at learning, and then all your rest of your life experiences distilled into your brain are how you do all the things you actually do. So partly the reason why a genome can be, you know, small compared to the amazing complexity of the final product, which let's say is an adult, is because DNA is, and the genome is, a brilliantly clever way of storing the instructions to make a fantastic machine. So baby can't do very much, but it has an unbelievable capacity to learn. But that's not in your genome. All those experiences you have are not in the genome. The system for storing them and making sense of them, it's in the brain. The brain is a machine, part of the human body machine, and the blueprint for that machine is the genome.
Clever us with our human genome coding for our clever brains, which contain a whopping 100 billion nerve cells, with new connections forming between these nerve cells as we learn new things, and a staggering 100 trillion or so connections being present in the human adult brain. Okay, so with that one figured out, what exactly is a computer's operating system? What does this do, and how does it compare to our genome?
Your average computer doesn't contain in it the instructions for making a computer. They don't ship you a blueprint for the machine. They give you a basic set of software, an operating system, that tells it how to do the most fundamental task. So it's not the blueprint of the body, which is would be the genome analogy. It's the instructions of how to do certain tasks, not how to make the machine.
Thanks, Nick. And on Facebook, Pekka Alinka and Tony Spencer agree. Also adding that the DNA code has had about 3.6 billion years to evolve to efficiently store information for the blueprint of life. And the first type of processing unit or brain was thought to have evolved around 400 million years ago in arthropods. And in fact, Dr. Nick Goldman has recently used genetic code of DNA as a storage method for data. And it was super efficient, much more so than the current binary system used for storing data on computers. Well, with that one mulled over, we wonder what we can do with our machines to help further science. Listener M. Green got in touch asking this.
Can I donate my living body to research?
So, once dead, you can donate your brain and body to science. But what about getting involved in research whilst you're still alive? Is this possible? And if so, is it something you'd like to do? You can post on our Naked Scientists Facebook page. You can tweet at Naked Scientists. You can email studio@thenakedscientists.com. Or you can join in the live debate on our forum, which is at nakedscientists.com/forum.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the Wellcome Trust and UK Fast. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.